It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill, our weekly check-in with some leaders in the Chatham County community to see what is happening right across county lines from us. Joining me on the phone today is Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. Karen, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm good. I'm glad to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back. It does seem like there's a whole bunch happening around the local government or so. I know that the commissioners are set to meet again next week. I don't know if an agenda is out for that meeting yet, so not sure if you guys even know what will be covered, but a whole lot happening in the local government as we continue to see things, you know, get ready for the summer, essentially.
Yeah. So we actually get our draft agenda today, and it's probably in my mailbox by now. We are meeting in the courthouse again, which is a little bit of a relief. The courthouse circle is now a circle again. It's a traffic circle that you can use. And with the changes and restrictions on COVID spacing, we're able to transition back to the courthouse, which makes it a lot easier for the public that doesn't want to attend the meeting to be able to hear us and get copies of recorded meetings. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that was definitely something that I know the Chatham County community was providing some feedback on. The local government was trying to figure out as you guys were meeting in the Ag Center, I believe. And it is kind of a sign of returning to normal. I know that our local governments are going to use this. They have a kind of an upcoming summer break, and I imagine that they're going to use that time to potentially transition back to in-person. But can you share a little bit about what it means to have the public truly back in the spaces where you guys are holding meetings? Because in terms of accessibility to local government and what's being discussed, that is a big component of it.
It is. It really is. So for one thing, it just feels symbolic to me that, you know, we shut down. We stopped doing in-person meetings immediately. So since last March would have been our last in-person meeting, and transitioned to virtual. And we had a lot of hiccups. You know, the best of technology doesn't always work. And there were times that the public either was not able to hear what we were saying or get on the call. We have a lot of folks that don't have reliable internet service, reliable access. And it for some people, that just having that change of venue created another challenge or confusion even. And so it's nice to be able to be predictable, dependable, reliable, and consistent. And I think the lightening of restrictions is allowing for that. And I can tell you our staff is really looking forward to it.
Well, a big part of that, of course, is the vaccination rates against coronavirus that we are seeing reported, not just in our community, but across the state. And of course, you know, the large story is that they have begun to see a pretty steady dip over the last few months. But we are at a threshold where about 50% of all of North Carolina's population that is eligible is at least partially vaccinated against the virus. And I know there are a lot of steps being put in place, not just at the state level, but also on the Chatham County level to continue to try and boost that vaccination rate.
Yeah. And so we're kind of stuck around that 49% mark, and would love to see that number increase. Certainly, as we've now that 12-year-olds and up are included in the vaccination available public. And so, you know, I understand why the governor would have taken what might seem like drastic measures to encourage people to come out. You know, you get to this place where the people for whom it was easy, for whom, you know, access was easy, or their flexibility and schedule would allow for the vaccination, or even just signing up online. So most of it had to be done online. We think we've gotten through that level of people. And now there are people who face other challenges with getting a vaccination or who simply have not been convinced yet. And I say an additional nudge is more than worth it. You know, we need to get our numbers higher than they are. And I would certainly like to see us have significant numbers of people vaccinated by the time we get to winter. And let's have the same kind of winter we had last year, where flu numbers were down because people were just hyper-vigilant and hyper-aware, and, you know, we were able to keep each other safe.
That was an interesting kind of side effect, no real pun intended there, of everybody having the masks on and largely staying inside and those restrictions being in place, was seeing the resulting numbers for other illnesses go down. We've been talking a good bit about the state government's announcement in terms of the new lottery system that is going to be in place to try and incentivize more people to get their vaccinations if they haven't already. Do you have any inkling, Karen, whether that is going to help boost Chatham County's numbers?
I hope it does. I've heard chatter about it, so I am hopeful that that will make a difference and matter to people. You know, I've spent my lottery money. I've never actually bought a ticket, but I've spent lottery money over and over again. So just the possibility of winning might be enough to encourage someone to go out and get it, get that vaccination. And I think, you know, I think of this like I think about parenting. When I didn't have kids, I was a super parent. I knew exactly what to do and how to do it and when to do it. And my kids were going to eat all their vegetables and not complain and follow every rule. And I was just going to have to, you know, encourage them. And then reality hit and it didn't work out that way. And I think that's exactly where we are. We set out with best of intentions, lots of information, created lots of opportunity for access to vaccinations, tried to make it as easy as we could for people to get the vaccination and to get the right information. And now reality has hit. And there are some people for whom that still isn't enough. And all of the little things and big things that we can do to make it easier for those people, to encourage those people, to convince them, you know, so I know we've been talking about messaging, that people often respond more to someone they know and someone for whom they care and have respect. So talking to friends and neighbors and family members who have not gotten vaccinated, to tell them what your experience was like and to tell them you've done it and why you've done it, all of these things matter. And certainly having the opportunity to win money isn't going to hurt. It's not going to stop anyone from getting the vaccination.
I think it's
a wise move.
We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. I love that analogy about being a parent. As somebody who is not, I think that's a very good one to make. You can head to Chatham County's website, chathamcountync.gov, in order to learn some of the things that the Chatham County Public Health Department is doing when it comes to COVID-19 vaccinations. And Karen, one thing that's coming up this weekend that I wanted to take a second about is a couple of Juneteenth events that are happening, certainly in the Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County communities. I know that the Chatham Community Library is holding a free Juneteenth event for folks as well, talking about the history of African Americans in Chatham County. Wanted to know if you have any other events that you want to highlight for folks. And to me, it's interesting and encouraging to see a lot of folks talking about Juneteenth this year and there being a big buildup in the broader community for it.
Yeah, so Chatham County, the Chatham Organizing for Racial Equity Group, CORE, is hosting the fourth annual Juneteenth celebration at the fairgrounds in Pittsboro on Saturday. And that is going to have a theme, liberation, the human right of choice and freedom. And there's also a lecture that's going to happen on Thursday, I believe. And there is a link on their Facebook page, Chatham Organizing for Racial Equity, to allow people to listen in on the lecture about the importance of liberation and the right of choice and freedom. And I'm actually going to be attending the event at the courthouse. And I also have a memorial service that day, so I won't be able to be at the library, but there is excellent programming this entire month about the African-American experience and Juneteenth happening at Chatham Community Library.
Certainly a lot to keep up with there and a lot to keep up with on the Chatham 250 front as well, talking about events happening in the community as the Chatham County government continues to celebrate its 250th anniversary. A couple of events, it seems, that are coming up before the next time you and I are going to be able to chat. Can you shed a little bit of light on what those are going to be?
Well, there's the camp out, which I think is... I think that's probably one of the more fun things that I can actually encourage my teenage sons to participate in. So there is, and I hope people are taking advantage of this. There's the Chatham County Passport, and you download a QR code, and it fills you in on events that are happening, things that you can learn and read about, and places you can visit in Chatham County, and you have opportunities to win prizes. But I think it's such a good way to get to know your community. So I think I might have said this before, but so many of us are relatively new to Chatham County and to the state of North Carolina. And you learn a lot. You can learn a lot about your community from just being deeply involved in the community. But there's so much that escapes you. So many of the stories and the rich history and the experience of the people that were here before we got here gets glided over. And I think this passport activity and a lot of what's happening around Chatham 250 is an opportunity for us to really get to know the parts of Chatham that we don't necessarily participate in regularly. So I think it's wonderful. I've been excited. I have not been able to get my teenage sons as excited as I am, but I know families that are taking part in the activities, and the camping is one thing that they said they will do.
That definitely seems like it is going to be a great time. Chatham250.com, the website to go to for more details on that upcoming camp out and other ways that the county government is celebrating its 250th anniversary. We're speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. And Karen, we've got to begin to wrap up, but anything else going on in the Chatham County community you want to take a little bit to highlight?
No, I do just want to just mention that Representative Robert Reeves' mother passed away late last week, and he's been such an important part of our community and is such a wonderful representative for Chatham that I just wanted to note that and express our condolences. And he was intended to be the keynote on Saturday at the Juneteenth event at the courthouse, at the Pittsburgh Fairgrounds. And I'm not certain that he will be doing that, but we will certainly be thinking about him. And he is a much loved member of our community, and we want to support him at this difficult time.
I did hear about that news. It sounds like some of the state government leaders are also taking some moments to recognize his mother and support him as well. I believe a funeral service coming up before too long on that front. Yeah. So a very good recognition there as well, as he is doing a lot of work in the state government. Well, if you're looking for any news happening around the Chatham County government, their website, once again, chathamcountync.gov. And as always, County Commissioner Karen Howard, thanks so much for taking the time, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
My pleasure. I look forward to it.